This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live.
It is Free Talk Live, and it's the live. Just, what is this, 4th of July, Independence Day Eve?
It is, that's right.
Version of the show. It's Mark with you.
I'm Ian.
And you can call in and talk about whatever you want on this live edition of Free Talk Live. But we've got, we come with show prep. We're ready. And I've got an article here about Alan Greenspan. Do you remember Alan Greenspan, Ian?
I've never met him.
Well,
but I do remember him being in the government. The Treasury Department or something like that?
He was
head of the Federal Reserve.
He was the head of the Federal Reserve, and people really believed he was just the greatest. Back when the housing bubble was inflating, everybody felt like Alan Greenspan could do no wrong. And then I believe he bailed just before the housing bubble.
Took his golden parachute.
And left, and everything was fine for him, but not so much for the rest of us. And, well, you know, then poor Bernanke had to take the onus of what occurred, and Alan Greenspan continued to be the man to look up to. And now he's been interviewed regarding the Brexit situation. And
that's the Great Britain voting to not a huge supermajority, but the majority of their voters voting to leave the European Union.
That's true.
Big news.
Yeah.
Big deal.
But here from the Free Thought Project, Alan Greenspan has some thoughts. And it's entitled, and this is what really caught my attention, former Federal Reserve Chairman warns of imminent crisis, urges return to gold standard. Now, Greenspan was always a gold bug.
Well, not always.
Well,
there was a while where he was against that, right? Like when he was working for the government.
Well, I wouldn't say he was necessarily against it. We didn't hear anything from him regarding gold standards.
I thought he flipped.
Would he have flipped and then flopped? Because
it sounds like that's what he did, because he flipped against gold and now he's for it. I thought he was against gold for a while.
He was for gold.
Right, he was for it. Then
he was the chairman of the Federal Reserve,
yeah.
And he didn't really say, as I recall, too much about it. At least I didn't get to hear any of these. Alan Greenspan says the gold standard is archaic and stupid, or whatever it is that people generally say regarding that. He just didn't, this was a battle he wasn't going to win, and he was getting a great paycheck, so he wasn't going to say anything about it. And now that he's out of there, he's back to, advocating for the gold standard.
Yay, whoopee. It's nice when politicians find their courage after they get out of office, huh?
Yeah, I wouldn't call him a politician necessarily, but he's certainly acting like one.
Don't you have to? Well, I mean, to some extent, you are playing politics.
He is doing that.
In order to get into a position like Federal Reserve Chairman. I mean,
yeah.
You've got to be a master manipulator, schmoozer, politician type.
Well, he's got things to say now. Alan Greenspan, the former chairman of the Federal Reserve from 1987 to 2006, dropped a bombshell that will both incite panic and as well as make people scratch their heads in disbelief. Speaking on Bloomberg in an extensive 30-minute interview, Greenspan gave his assessment of Brexit. The former Fed chairman said that David Cameron made a terrible mistake by even holding the referendum. Greenspan went on to explain that Brexit will inevitably lead to both Scotland and Northern Ireland's declaration of independence as well.
Good.
So, yeah, I don't know exactly what's so terrible about that. But
well, Greenspan sounds like a statist. I mean, he's probably somebody who believes in centralization of power. I mean, he was a Federal Reserve chairman.
I don't know if he's...
Just because somebody likes the gold standard doesn't mean they're not a statist, right?
Well, there are good things. You would agree that there were good things about being in the EU, right?
Probably something. I don't know what that is, though.
The free trade zones certainly is a good thing.
You really think there was free trade? I bet you there's regulations.
The regulations all over it.
Yeah,
and
so I don't believe that.
They will probably be able to achieve some of that anyway. So we'll see.
Yeah.
Obviously, I think it's Finland and Switzerland aren't members of the EU either, and somehow they managed to get along. We're in the very early days of a crisis, which has got to go away, asserted Greenspan. Today's comments came after his already shocking assessment of Brexit on Friday, in which he said this was the worst situation he's ever seen. This is the worst period I recall since I've been in public service. There's nothing like it.
For what? Like, worse how?
This is a prediction.
People aren't starving in the UK or anything like that.
Well, no, but he hasn't. They weren't starving when he was in public service either.
Economically, he thinks it's the worst situation.
Well, including the crisis. Remember October 19th, 1987, when the Dow went down by a record amount, 23%. That I thought was the bottom of all potential problems. This has a corrosive effect that will not go away. I'd love to find something positive to say. As if Greenspan's predictions were ominous enough, on Monday he managed to top them in his appraisal of the situation. Greenspan noted that unsustainable entitlement spending is eventually going to lead to a crisis. Greenspan's sounding rather...
Is entitlement spending welfare? Is that what he's talking about?
Yeah,
there?
Basically.
Okay.
The issue is essentially that entitlements are legal issues. They have nothing to do with economics. You reach a certain age or you're ill or something of that nature, and you're entitled to certain expenditures out of the budget without any reference as to how it's going to be funded.
Mm-hmm.
Where the
right.
productivity levels are now, we're lucky to get something even close to 2% annual growth rate. That annual growth rate of 2% is not adequate to finance the existing needs. I don't know how it's going to resolve, but there's going to be a crisis.
So what he's referring to there is he talking about global or United States entitlement?
I think he's referring to European, just generally.
Well, because there's a huge problem here in the United States
it
with,
all
what,
of it.
$50 trillion or something like that in unfunded liabilities. Is that right? Is that the right number? It sounds familiar to me.
It's huge.
That the federal government has to pay, supposedly, their pensioners, the people that are receiving money from the feds because they used to work for them. That you know, pool just keeps getting larger as people live longer. They just keep getting paid for doing nothing with these government pensions. And then you add into that all the Social Security and the disability and all these things that they're supposedly paying out, military veterans benefits, things like that. It's just not going to be sustainable. That sounds to me like what he's saying here.
Yes, absolutely what he's saying there. I do recall having a conversation with a guy who was on a police pension who was talking about how the police departments can't handle pensions anymore and just have to switch to the 401ks. It's kind of funny and ironic that a guy who's on the police pensions, like, we got to vote to get rid of these pensions.
Was that up here in New Hampshire?
Yeah, it was a guy who was on the city council in Keene. And
they didn't actually vote to get rid of pensions, though, did they? I
mean, no, but we believe they needed to.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I was going to say, it's going to be hard to convince bureaucrats to get rid of something that will pay them, what, 90% of what they earned every single year?
Yeah, the bureaucrats don't vote on it. The city council does.
Well, okay. So the counselors don't get pensions because they get a paycheck, even though it's not very high.
No, they don't get pensions. Come
okay.
on. I mean, that's just a tiny little
I guess bit. You're right. They're only in there for a few years.
Yeah. After calling out the establishment...
There's no way. I'm sorry to interrupt. There's no way the city council would vote for it because basically their constituents are really the city employees. I mean, the city
yes.
employees are the ones who show up to the city council meetings.
It's true.
The city employees are the ones who help them, you know, figure out how to be a city councilor. The city clerk sort of holds their hands through the process, gives them information about, you know, what's expected of them and what they have to do to be a city councilor. So, you know, these guys are treated, they treat them like they're their friends, you know, they're mentors to some extent, and they're not going to pull the carpet out from under them.
Nope.
I wish they would.
Generally, they're awesome. Not going to do that. When asked if we need an accident of history to address this, as reported by Zero Hedge, Greenspan replied, probably. In the United States, social benefits, which is more generic term or entitlements, are considered the third rail of American politics. You touch them,
sure.
you lose.
Sure, and imagine touching the entitlements of the police department. I mean, they're going to target you.
No, you're gone.
If it's not, you know, with violence, they may target you with just ticketing or whatever. They might just make your life very difficult.
At the very least, you're not going to, you know, retain your city council position.
Certainly, the police chief will not endorse you. That's for damn sure.
Yeah.
After that.
Now, that's a general view. Republicans don't want to touch it. Democrats don't want to touch it. They don't even talk about it. And that's true in this election. You know, nobody's talking about entitlements and welfare.
No, and we can certainly discuss it more. The toll-free number here tonight is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733, whether it's entitlements or the gold standard, which he hasn't really touched on yet.
Not yet. We're getting to that.
So we'll get into that here in moments. And you can join us live Sunday edition. By the way, it is Independence Day Eve tonight. So we're actually here in the studio doing a radio show for you.
Enjoy your barbecue.
So you can join us here on Free Talk Live.
Every once in a while, you get information that's worth changing your life for. This is one such time. You can save up to and beyond 25% on all purchases at Amazon. You probably heard of Bitcoin and just not thought much about it. You certainly know that you can get competitive pricing at Amazon, but now you can get a 25% discount on nearly everything you need to live. I've just given you a huge raise, and all you have to do is claim it. You go to saveitpurse.com and open an account. Do this right now. Don't wait. Then you fund the account with Bitcoin. You can buy them through expresscoin.com with a check or money order. There are other ways to get Bitcoin, but that's fast, safe, and easy. This information is worth you changing the way you do things. Go to saveitpurse.com right now, get signed up, and cash in on the huge raise I'm offering you. 15 to 25% off of everything at Amazon through saveitpurse.com. It's saveitpurse.com.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live.
Talk Live. It's a live Sunday edition. It's Mark with you.
And I'm Ian.
We are talking about, well, Alan Greenspan and his view on entitlements and Brexit and the gold standard. It's enlightening stuff. This guy was considered, you know, he was the big guy in 2006 when he walked away from it all. And, you know, then it all collapsed as he walked away. It was kind of amusing. Nonetheless, you can give us a call. The number is 855-450-3733. Your thoughts are welcome. 855-450-FREE, Free Talk Live.
I bet he doesn't like cryptocurrency, Alan Greenspan.
Really? I wonder.
Yeah, I wonder as well. I wonder if he's ever actually said anything about it. You got a lot of choices when it comes to cryptocurrency wallets out there. All of them are free, so you don't get to decide based on price. You got to decide based on performance and features.
That's true.
The Jax wallet has really just amazing features. It actually handles multiple cryptocurrencies, which I've never seen in a cryptocurrency wallet before. Most of them are all Bitcoin. Jax wallet allows you to access your Ether as well as DAO tokens. You can get it at jax.io, J-A-X-X.io. Visit the Apple Store or the Google Play Store. It is cross-platform, so you can get it for smartphones, tablets, your actual laptop or desktop computer. It's super easy to back up and recover funds, and that means if you lose your phone, no problem. You don't lose access to your cryptocurrency. It's Jax's goal to build you a digital command center for your life, giving you control over coins, currencies, contracts, identity, and more. It's control in the palm of your hand. Jax.io, J-A-X-X.io. I've got it on my phone.
Well, let's go to the phones, go to the fun. We've got Sarah calling in from Albuquerque. Sarah, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, you know something? Our Albuquerque mayor is considering bringing back a red light camera here.
An idiot. I guess he just wants people to die, huh?
Well, I'm completely shocked because right now he's doing, like, this traffic study, whether the cameras help.
It's been done over and over again. The cameras are shown to cause accidents. They don't need to do another damn study.
He's doing another study, and he's looking for different contracts with different red light camera companies right now. And you know something?
It sounds to me like he's studying how much money that they'll get from the cameras rather than studying how safe they are, because it's already been proven that they're a danger.
Well, maybe he's doing
But you love them. You love them because you call obsessively about
them. Hey, Sarah, I've got some news I found from the AlbuquerqueJournal.com. New Mexico is number one in pedestrian deaths. Now, somebody dug this up for me, and you had been saying that Albuquerque was number one, but it turns out New Mexico is. And once I poured through this story, and I'm going to post it on our Free Talk Live page. You can find it at our Facebook page. You can find it at facebook.freetalklive.com. But what's an interesting fact here is New Mexico's number one in pedestrian deaths, but one of the large reasons is alcohol was a factor in more than half of the fatal pedestrian crashes in New Mexico. Nationally, it was a factor of a little over a third. So apparently, there's a lot of what they call, quote-unquote, pedestrian impairment. It's drunk pedestrians that are causing pedestrian deaths in New Mexico, Sarah. Not drivers.
Yeah, that is true, but what about the drunk drivers?
What about the drunk pedestrians? You know what they do? They make a terrible mess of the front of your car.
well, here's the thing is that I think I misconstrued that New Mexico is number one in pedestrian fatalities per population. So in Albuquerque, we killed 27 pedestrians in their city limit. And Bernalillo County, the surrounding county, we killed 41 pedestrians. So
you're killing pedestrians?
Why is that a we?
Well, 41 pedestrians. Bernalillo County is a little bit like 6 miles surrounding Albuquerque area.
But how many of those 27 pedestrians that you're talking about jumped out in front of a car because they were drunk?
Well, I mean, you said half of them were intoxicated. But what about the other sober ones that were at the crosswalk when they had the green light? It was the drivers that were texting,
They didn't mention the story that drunk drivers were any more or less common in New Mexico. What they were saying was is that it's pedestrian impairment, which is the factor that sort of bumps up New Mexico.
Well, and then what about drivers who run red lights and speed and talk in text?
No, no. What they were saying was the issue was impaired pedestrians.
Well, so it's bad when people.
What I'm saying, Sarah, is you're often calling in about the evils of the automobile and the people that are behind the wheel. But it turns out it's the people that are throwing themselves under the bumpers that are the problem at this in this certain circumstance. So I just want you to make sure that you know what your evidence is. It's pedestrians that are causing the problems in the deaths in New Mexico, according to this story. So thanks for the call, Sarah. I do appreciate it. The number is 855-450-3733, 855-450-FREE. Sarah has a near pathological fear of automobiles.
No doubt she's right, though, that it is dangerous to run through a red light. It's dangerous to text and drive. Super dangerous to text and drive. Unfortunately, governments are out there creating laws that actually make it more likely someone's going to have an accident. So we gave the example of the red light cameras, where there have been study after study that shows that red light cameras encourage dangerous driving because they encourage people to blow through to blow through the yellow lights. And, you know, possibly blow through a red light on accident, blow through or slam on the brakes in advance and cause, you know, rear-ended,
and then people get hurt in the cars.
Yeah.
And that's true with red light cameras. That's what the studies have shown over and over again.
But here in New Hampshire, they have this texting while driving law that actually makes driving more dangerous because people don't change their behavior. They aren't going to stop using their phones in their cars. They're just going to try to hide it now. So it used to be that I have one of those mount things, so it's not an issue for me. But if I used to just hold my phone up on my steering wheel, so like the phone would sort of be in my vision. I didn't text and drive, but like if I needed to,
well, sometimes you get the map on there,
make a phone call or something like that. I would be looking ahead. Driving, yep. I would still be able to see the road.
Your eyes wouldn't have to move, and
yeah,
your peripheral vision would hopefully catch most
anything
issues
that could
would
be a problem.
Yeah.
But now, I see it all the time because I when I'm in the studio here, I'm looking out the window, and we're right here by a stop sign. There's people constantly driving by, just looking down in their lap.
Yeah.
They're holding the phone down. I can see because I'm high up enough to see for sure they have a phone in their lap, and it happens all the time. So now instead of people looking forward and still being able to see what's happening, now to hide from the police, they're still using the phone, just looking downwards, so they've completely taken their eyes off the road. Super dangerous.
Did you hear that the Tesla autopilot was involved in its first accident?
Nope, didn't hear that.
Yeah, there's a story out about the Tesla car was apparently, well, it's hard to know who to believe. The truck driver says that the driver was watching Harry Potter while he blew through, just wasn't paying enough attention. The truck was turning left, I guess from like a stop sign situation, and the car didn't see the truck because of the big white side of the trailer, you know, so it didn't pick up the obstruction in the path. And then just basically sheared the top of the car and passenger off.
855-450-FREE is our toll-free number. 855-450-3733. This is Free Talk Live.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality, American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine, and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
This is Michael David from Seattle. I'm 51 years old, and 6 months ago, I started taking Andro 400 to increase my testosterone. Since then, I've lost 35 pounds of fat, and my waist went from size 38 to size 32. I have more energy, and I look and feel 20 years younger. And now, my wife tells me I have to take Andro 400.
Hi, this is Ron Johnson from Utah. After 10 weeks of taking Andro 400, I lost 13 pounds, and my waist went from 36 to 33. That was 8 years ago. I continue to take Andro 400, and I've maintained my weight at 172. Gained muscle and energy. I'm 63 now and feel better than I have in 30 years.
Andro 400, the natural way to increase testosterone, lose belly fat, gain energy, and feel great. Try Andro 400, the safe, effective, affordable way to boost your testosterone. Go to Andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. 888-400-0435.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. The number is 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE. We are talking about a story from the Free Thought Project regarding Alan Greenspan, his opinions on Brexit, entitlements, and the gold standard. That's what really sort of drew me in on this this article. But, you know, nonetheless, I think that his he's pointing out some issues with what governments do, and they hand out money to people they, for whatever reason, they find politically expedient to hand out money to. So it may be corporations, or it may be people who are, you know, unable to work. Now, I think everyone would agree that there are people that simply cannot work. That there's just something, you know, whatever's wrong, either mentally or physically, they're not going to be able to do it. Now, there's some great organizations out there that do work with deaf people and blind people and, you know, these sorts of infirmities and make them productive members of society, which is what they want. You know, like, everybody wants that. And, you know, it gives meaning to life in many ways. For me, work gives meaning to life.
Sure.
And, you know, maybe I'm wrong. Maybe I shouldn't feel that way. Some people seem to be thoroughly against work. I have a difficult time understanding that. But, you know, your thoughts are welcome. The number's 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE. We're going to go on with that here shortly. But first, I want to go to Dave in New Hampshire. Dave, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, Mark. Well, I wanted to tell you guys about something that really has been getting very little media attention. I'm sort of shocked how few mainstream press articles there are about this, but they're going to be trying to block off certain entrances permanently at the State House, as I understand it.
I believe they already have done that.
The New Hampshire State House, okay. They're blocking certain entrances.
Well, I mean, I don't know blocking, but the doors are locked to where you cannot get in from the outside.
Yeah.
You can leave from the inside, but you cannot open the door from the outside. Three out of the four entrances are already that way.
Okay, so you got to walk in the front door where the security station is so that they can give you a good eyeball?
Well, the thing is, the security station can see at least two of the doors. So the one that they're one of the ones they're locking is literally right next to the security station. The main doorway is actually across the room from the security station. And I don't know what precipitated this. It's not like there's been some sort of incident, has there?
No, not really. There was a typical police seeing things that aren't really there. Seeing a backpack and thinking it was a bomb about a week ago. But I don't think that's related. My understanding, I saw a sign that was on one of these doors that said as of August 1st, you wouldn't be able to go through it. So my understanding was that they haven't locked any of them yet, but maybe I'm missing something. Maybe they've locked something.
Is the proposal to make it so you can't actually leave through those doors?
I don't know about that. I think there's going to be like a key card access. And I got the impression from looking at the photo that it was the entrances on the, I guess it would have been the north, southeast, west side of the building, basically facing the legislative office building.
Gotcha.
However, I haven't been able to confirm that.
Well, it's unfortunate. I mean, without getting into too much of the weeds here of the details of this, it's unfortunate because New Hampshire has always been a place where people could go in with a gun, and you still can. You walk in open carrying a gun into the New Hampshire, you know, State House. It's not a problem. I mean, this is New Hampshire. People have guns everywhere. So I don't understand what all the security paranoia is here. The idea that somebody with a gun having to walk through the front door is going to make a difference as opposed to walking through the other doors. If they want to blast some people, they're going to they're going to do it. It's not like there's a metal detector or some sort of any kind of security apparatus. Yes, there is a desk behind which one person usually sits, but they're not checking anyone. They just sit there and answer questions.
You have to be thoroughly, thoroughly attached to the idea that guns are a good thing if you, as a state, are allowing them into the State House.
There are some states that allow it. I think Texas.
I'm not saying you just have to be thoroughly attached to that idea, but Texas is a little more stringent on gun ownership, I believe, than New Hampshire is.
There's something Texas prohibits in the State House. I think they prohibit handguns, but they allow rifles. I'm sorry,
long rifles.
Texas people, please correct me on this. I know I'm getting it wrong. There's some sort of thing that you can't do in Texas because I remember they were protesting it a few years ago. But feel free to call in at 855-450-FREE. So go ahead, Dave.
You can't do much in Texas when it comes to guns in terms of concealed carry and so forth compared to New Hampshire. I used to live in Texas. It was awful. But
wow. Okay.
The thing I was thinking is that my understanding is that there will be various people that are allowed to go through these doors, some of them, and they are, obviously government workers. So I think the thing to do is get in front of those doors and knock on them. You know, hey, can I come in too? You know, the more people that do that, the more they may regret having locked
them out. Hey, Dave, I'm sorry to interrupt you, man. It's really hard to understand. You're like, I don't know if it's your phone or whatever it is. If you could back away from your phone, maybe about like 2 inches or something, that might help us a little bit.
Okay. I was saying that it might be useful to knock on some of these doors. My understanding is that some of the bureaucrats will have access through some of the doors, like with key cards or something like that. So, why can't we do that? I think that would be powerful.
You can just wait around and slide through after they swipe their cards.
After they leave. you know, it'll be interesting watching you do that on video, Dave, because you are Dave Ridley, the host of RidleyReport.com, and you've done a lot of great video activism over the years. So that would be, I think, a pretty entertaining video to have you knocking on the door until some security guard comes and opens it, and then you can question him about why it is that people aren't allowed to go through them anymore.
Well, they'll just say hi, Dave.
That's true.
But there, you know, it was funny. I was at a Board of Medicine meeting, you know, a while back, and they tried keeping the door to that meeting locked for about 15 minutes after the public session was supposed to start. So I thought, well, this is an opportunity. So I just went up and knocked on that door. And I have felt like that was a fairly useful experience and a funner video than usual. So a lot of times when they do these things to us, it's really more of an opportunity than a problem.
Well, it is a problem. I mean, it is both. It's an opportunity to make an issue out of it. It's an opportunity to make an entertaining video out of it. But ultimately, this is a step towards more control. It's a step towards a larger, more invasive state.
I wonder if it was voted on by the House. I doubt
it. It was. Doesn't the House control?
I got the impression it was voted on by a committee or commission. I don't know if it was voted on by the full House.
Oh, interesting.
Right. Well, so this is sort of one of the problems out there. Is many of the rules that are put in place by, you know, bureaucracies and committees and commissions and these sorts of things. They really don't have the force of law behind them in the same way that if, you know, legislators voted on something. And this is true even more so, you know, a little bit maybe in New Hampshire and certainly more so in other states and, you know, doubly so in the, you know, for the federal government. How many rules have been put out there by these alphabet soup bureaucracies, the EPA, the FDA, the, you know, whatever, Department of Education, whatever it might be, you know, that they're just handing out, and they have the force of law in the sense that they'll certainly be enforced by the executive branch. They'll be, you'll be judged guilty by the judicial branch, but they weren't passed into law by the legislative branch.
Well, here in New Hampshire, we actually have liberty-minded legislators. That's something that's almost unheard of in the other states. And here we have, you know, a couple dozen of them, solid, like pro-freedom state reps. So I wonder if there's anything afoot as far as, you know, an actual resolution to change this, to make it so those doors are open again. Because it's a pain in the butt in the wintertime if it's freezing cold out
all the way around.
Yeah, you park on one side of the building instead of being able to just walk into the closest door. Now you got to walk all the way around the entire building.
It's not a small building.
It's a state house.
It's not huge.
But either way. Hey, did you say the state house or the legislative office building, Dave?
Well, I got the impression from looking at the picture that it was the state house because the reflection the reflection looks like the legislative office building. And if they're blocking like that pathway in some way between the legislative office building and the state house, that's huge. It's a much bigger deal than like changing a different side door or something like that. Because people are always moving from
Dave,
the
Dave, thanks, man,
office.
For calling the show tonight. We appreciate it. This is Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. Join us here.
This is a warning to all household pests, to all cockroaches, spiders, ants, rodents, and other pests. If you've just made yourself at home in someone else's home, you better hope the owners never hear about Terminix. Because Terminix has the know-how and the means to do whatever it takes to remove you from that home. Terminix has over 85 years of experience exterminating invaders like you. And right now, they're making it easier than ever for homes to be protected by offering a free pest estimate to every caller at 1-800-689-2939. Cockroaches, spiders, ants, rodents, and other pests. This is your eviction notice. With one call, Terminix will remove you from the home you've invaded. If you think you can simply come back later, think again. Terminix will protect that home with a 100% satisfaction money-back guarantee so you can never return. Warning, homeowners are calling Terminix right now for a free pest estimate at 1-800-689-2939. 1-800-689-2939.
Limitations apply. See plan for details.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A place where Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, a place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Are you worried about how dangerous the world has become? In these days of terrorist attacks, natural disasters, or even a future collapse, you need to be medically prepared to keep your family safe. I'm Joe Alton, MD of store.doomandbloom.net, where you'll find an entire line of uniquely designed medical kits and supplies for when help is not on the way. For everything from individual first aid kits to the ultimate family medical bag, go to store.doomandbloom.net today. That's store.doomandbloom.net. You'll be glad you did.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Free Talk Live. The number. I'll give you a second here. We're reading an article here from the Free Thought Project regarding Alan Greenspan, his thought on, well, entitlements and the gold standard. I'm, you know, kind of, I guess I find it ironic that this guy who was a gold bug then turns Federal Reserve chairman.
Is that irony or hypocrisy?
Okay.
Because he quit supporting gold. Openly, at least.
Openly,
after he became,
yeah.
Federal Reserve.
And then he goes back to it once he comes back.
Once he's getting his retirement.
He's out. Yeah, he's got his pension or whatever, his golden parachute.
Yeah. Sounds like cowardice.
Yeah, well, there you go.
You can't blame someone for not wanting to go up against the, you know, the governments of the world and the banking system. Like, I mean, I can understand the fear that he might have.
He probably couldn't single-handedly turn the, you know, the monetary system back to the gold standard if he wanted to. And I think that it's kind of, you know, the question is how noisy would you be if you were in that position? Ian, I suspect you would be rather noisy about it, but...
well, yeah, see, I'm not a politician. Even though I am technically running for governor here.
You're a politician.
By that definition,
don't act like one.
I'm a politician, but I'm, you know, I can't take office because I won't swear an oath to the United States government. And that's part of the requirements of winning election is you have to swear the oath of office, which I cannot do. I mean, I can't bring myself to do something like that because I couldn't swear oath to a criminal gang that uses the threat of an actual violence against peaceful people. So my whole point is to bring the state down, to end the entire idea of the state, and I'll support anything that moves in that direction. So while I do support the idea of incrementalism, working slowly towards the eliminating the state from our lives.
Eliminating violence, state-sanctioned violence.
I think someone needs to talk about what the goal is. I think somebody needs to say, somebody in politics needs to say, hey, it's time to secede from the United States. And so that's something that I'm doing with the campaign for governor is I'm a member of the New Hampshire Liberty Party, which is a pro-secession organization. And so it's the
Aren't you running under the Democratic ticket, though?
That's correct, yep. Yeah. But in New Hampshire, third parties are really kept down by the man, so it's pretty hard for third parties to actually get on the ballot. So rather than try to gather 3,000 petition signatures, which would be an incredibly difficult and time-consuming and cash-consuming process, I just threw $100 down at the state house and registered as a Democrat. So if the Democrats and the Republicans don't like having libertarians running in their political parties, well, then they should make the ballot access easier so the rest of us can just compete on an even field. Meanwhile, I'll keep running as a Democrat.
Yeah, I think that there's a lot of validity to that. If they want the libertarians to stop using the easier parties to...
They complain about it.
Yeah, well, there you go. Yeah. There's a problem to solve. You can get right in there and make ballot access fair for all parties.
But every time Darrell W. Perry shows up with a proposal for fair ballot access, it gets shot down by these Republicans.
That's because they don't want fair ballot access,
right.
And they want you to label yourself as a libertarian.
Well, sorry.
And they want you to sit in the corner and shut up. They want all these things. If they gave you fair ballot access, then they'd have something new to complain about. So, you know, it's not about that.
I want to let our listeners know.
It's because they can't address the issues.
Yeah, but we can get back to that. But I want to let our listeners know about the Head Talker campaign because we've got less than 24 hours before it's going to launch. Tomorrow, Independence Day, noontime Eastern, there's going to be a social media blast about our satellite fundraiser for 2016, and that's thanks to the website called Head Talker. What you do to sign up with your favorite social media accounts, Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, Tumblr, I believe, you go to share.lrn.fm, share.lrn.fm. You sign up with your social media of preference there. You can do more than one if you want, so Twitter and Facebook or whatever. And then tomorrow at noon Eastern, hopefully at least 100, maybe 200 of these messages promoting our fundraiser will go out via our fans, via our listeners who've signed up over at share.lrn.fm, which should help promote our fundraiser as maybe a trending topic, possibly. I mean, I don't expect a whole lot out of this, but it's a new thing. We've never done this before, so we'll see how it works out. So thank you to everybody who's signed up so far. We're over 100 signups, and we can take more. So please go to share.lrn.fm.
Please do. Going on with this article here from the Free Thought Project, after calling out the establishment on entitlement spending, Greenspan went on to unmask the false recovery narrative as perpetuated by Washington. He warned that the fundamental issue is the fact that productivity growth has ground to a halt. We're running out of people. In other words, everyone is very pleased at the fact that the employment rate is rising, while statistics tell us that we need more and more people to produce less and less. That is not a prescription for a viable political system. By the way, if you think that the employment rate is going up, well, that's true. The government's employment rate is going up. But the amount of people working in jobs is pretty stagnant. Because all the government's doing is eliminating people from their calculation. That's how they're getting the number to go up. So there's I think the best thing to do is search for real employment numbers or, you know, that sort of thing. I can't remember the actual statistic, but there's a number out there of the amount of adults who are between the ages of 18 and 65 who are working. And that number is not going up. It's not a pretty picture.
But what did he just say there, that you need more people these days to do less? I don't understand that.
Well, what
exactly did he say?
Let me go on with it. I don't know what he's saying regarding that, but I can tell you that when you're talking about employment is that the amount of people employed is flat, right? And then we're making it difficult on people coming in the country, we can't increase the employment pool. Also, when you've got this static number as far as minimum wage, that makes things very difficult too. If the value of labor in a marketplace goes down, but you have a floor on the amount that labor can be paid, then you have
a problem.
It's going to drive out young people out of the system. So at this point, there are a lot of 18-year-olds that have never had a job. Mm. I started working at 12. I started getting paid on the books at 15. And I don't know how common that was. Ian, when was your first job?
Well, I worked with my parents in a thrift store when I was very young. So okay. Probably like 8, 7 yeah. or something like that. My first J-O-B job, taxed job, would have been 16.
Right. And I think that in many ways we're stealing that from kids because now you've got you did at least a couple of years ago. You had like 30-year-olds getting paid minimum wage because that was the only job they could get. So because they're more employable, 30-year-olds, they're taking the jobs from the 18-year-olds, and the 18-year-olds then can't compete. Now, I think 18's too late to start working.
Way too late.
Right. I mean, if you believe that learning occurs at younger ages, then young people should be allowed to have jobs so that they can learn the value of labor.
Absolutely.
Showing up on time, keeping a smile on your face, not looking at your phone all the time while customers are around. There's all kinds of things. Productivity. And those are the things that I hope to teach my son with little jobs on the farm. But, obviously I wouldn't be able to do that employing young, an 8-year-old like my son in other ways. Going on. Statistics tell us that we need more and more people here. I'm going to repeat.
I want to hear this again.
To produce less and less.
I don't understand that.
Nor do I.
It would seem that the opposite is true, that as technology becomes more efficient and manufacturing processes become more efficient, robots will replace people.
Maybe he's saying that people produce less, but the robots produce more?
Yeah, but he says we need more and more people to produce less and less.
It doesn't make any sense. All right, let me go on. That's not a prescription for a viable political system. And so what we have at this stage is stagnation. I don't think that there's anything out there which suggests that there is a recession. But I don't know that. What I do know is that the money supply and which has been...
Well, people certainly believe it's a recession. I mean, the average folks out there, a lot of people are saying it's a recession. I mean, there's people having trouble finding work in various parts of the United States.
There may be. I'm seeing all kinds of hiring signs
up going here.
Up.
I've heard that it's really good. Actually, I was just talking with somebody about this the other day. New Hampshire, by the way, for years has had very good unemployment compared to much of the rest. All
it's
of New
more
England.
Localized economy.
And compared to the rest of the country, it's not number one, but it's in the top five of lowest unemployment states. And right now, there's hiring signs all over the place. There's a guy who's a Liberty guy up here. He works at a pizza store that actually just started taking Bitcoin. And he says they are desperate for help. They cannot find enough people to come in and help. There's a new guy who moved here, moved to Nashua from Washington State. Met him this weekend. He came out here to Keene for a barbecue. And he said that he called this company that he's working for now. They called him back in an hour.
Well, that may be how it is in New Hampshire. I don't know what it's like in other places. I did see an article from New Zealand, some town that's looking for people and subsidizing housing and that sort of thing for people to get there. So right now the economy seems to be coming back in many ways. The number is 855-450-FREE. It's 855-450-3733. I don't think we should dismiss what Greenspan says. Free Talk Live.
Are you tired of governments murdering people around the world? Stop using their money. There is an alternative. Bitcoin is a stateless, free market, non-political currency. Bitcoin cannot be inflated or controlled by any government. By using their money, you are helping the state. Stop doing it. You have an incredible alternative available now. Learn it, use it, spread it. Get started with Bitcoin at bitcoin.com. That's bitcoin.com.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supplies, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. shop.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, get a great deal, and a portion of your purchase goes to benefit Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon via shop.freetalklive.com.
This is Rick Osick, president of Famous Footwear. Our company is working together with the March of Dimes through March for Babies to raise money and awareness about the serious problem of premature birth in the U.S. As a business leader, I know that babies born very sick or too soon cost businesses billions of dollars each year, in addition to the emotional stress on employees and their families. That's why Famous Footwear is committed to raising funds to improve the health of moms and babies everywhere. Won't you please join us in the March for Babies? Start a team today at marchforbabies.org.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.